Your workout today is hop, swing, and a jump. We have 4 rounds in 3 minutes. Complete 16 box step-ups, 12 box jumps, 8 burpee over box, and in the remaining time, max rep of kettlebell swings. We start a new round every 5 minutes, and our score today is the total number of kettlebell swings we get. So, 3-2-1 go happens. I do my 16 step-ups, 12 box jumps, 8 burpee over box, max rep swings, and on the 3-minute mark, I lie down, cry, roll around. On the 4-minute mark, I stand up.
Hold your hamstrings.
Yeah. 4-minute mark, I stand up. 5-minute mark, I do it again. Dreamy. What are we working on here?
There's definitely some high-intensity cardiovascular, like we're just getting the heart rate spiked here. Mm-hmm. We're also then working on this leg strength and endurance. It's very leggy, obviously. You know, we're stepping up, then we're jumping, then we're doing burpee over box, and then we got to just go non-stop on the kettlebell. So the muscles of the legs are going to get an awful lot of work. We're building that work capacity. Can we just keep them moving? There's a bit of a power element to it as well. Like, we have to be powerful in our jump. We have to be powerful in our burpee over box, but then definitely on the kettlebell swing.
Yeah.
So more powerful legs, stronger, more enduring legs, and then that high intensity cardio is what we're trying to get from it.
Beautiful. What's the way to execute this today? Is this like a tactical stay smooth on the box elements where you're doing your step overs and it's not quick, but it's not slow, and the same with the box jumps and the same with the burpees? Or are we trying to, like...
I think if you went smooth and tactical, you'd probably get a slightly bigger score, maybe.
Yeah.
But, there's probably not a big enough overall volume of work to get a huge amount of adaptation.
Pulling back a little bit there, yeah.
Yeah, like, you'd probably end up with a slightly bigger number of reps done.
Yeah.
But the extra few reps might not add up to...
The same development and change in the body, yeah.
That's it, exactly. So I would say attack everything. It's only 3 minutes. So go for the step-ups. We all can do those pretty quickly. Then the box jumps, try and keep some speed in it. The burpee over box, you're not going to want to be fast. That's where you get pulled into hell.
Yes.
And you have to ask yourself, I got to keep moving. Then you know all that work's done. All I have left to do is kettlebell swing, where the real pain begins. Because that's got to be powerful, like every rep.
Oh, so we're going for that high effort swing today, are we? Where it's like...
Yeah, it might not be max effort, but I think if you want to be a more powerful person, you move with power.
Yeah.
If you don't care about that, then you'll just do grind through
the
work.
Swing, yeah.
Do you get me? And I think building power in the body is such a huge, hugely useful, important thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't miss the opportunity. Load up the hamstrings, load up the glutes, and make them fire every time. If they're firing power, that's where the body starts saying, okay, you want me to be powerful? Let's build more powerful posterior chain.
Beautiful. How on the box element do we stay faster and more powerful? Because it is very easy to just... It's so easy to slot into a rhythm on all of those things where it is I have a natural cadence at which I box jump, at which I burpee, at which I step over. What little things can I do to just speed all of that up?
Yeah, so I think definitely having a method to it. So with my box step ups, it's alternating. So it has to be alternating. So you're trying to get your footwork, foot placement, lock out of the hip at the top, and you're trying to find that nice rhythm that you don't have to think about once you find it. You know, you're in that. But then it's about adding like intentional mental speed. Simple as that. I think if you were to say 16 box step ups for time, that would be like a frantic pace.
Yes.
We want to come back one notch from that. So like, can I be calm and accurate,
yeah,
but as fast as I can? And then with the box jumps, for me, it's always about locking out the hips in the air. Can I lock out my hips and my knees? That forces me to jump higher than I need to. It forces me to be more powerful in my jump. So then I've got a technical element. But as soon as I hit the box, stand it up, get the feet on the floor. As soon as I touch the floor, straight to my next one. So there is just this overall intention of urgency, urgency, urgency. I need to get my body moving, get my heart rate up, force my legs to do the work.